will not have a healing service. You know, we do believe in the healing that God still heals miraculously. This last, just as an example, this last national convention, we have an annual meeting where all of our churches are encouraged to come together, a national convention. And this was the convention that Lester Ruth was at in California. And we had a healing service on one of the early morning services. We have a service from 7 to 8. One of the mornings we have a healing service, and individuals are encouraged to come, and you know, we pray for them. There are three or four ministers anointing with oil. We believe anointing with oil, praying for the sick and praying for individuals who are not present. And one of our bishops, Bishop Robert Wynn, was scheduled to have surgery about a month out of the national convention. He got back home after the national convention, and the doctor says, well, let's look at your he was supposed to have a hip replacement. Let's, you know, make sure things are where they're supposed to be before. And all of the tests they were running is coming up negative. Every single one is coming up negative. Now, this surgery was scheduled just before he left coming to California for the convention. So here we are in late August, September, when he is being retested, that all these tests are coming back negative. And the doctor says to him, I don't know what happened to you, but there is a healing that took place in your body. You are completely healed, and you will no longer need to have this hip surgery. So now when Bishop wrote about this testimony, I also happen to be the national correspondent secretary. So he sends it to me, and I send it out to the masses. I'm sitting there reading this story, and tears are running down my face. And I hit the send button, and I started getting phone calls from people who was having the same, the same experience with reading this healing story and just being filled with the presence of God, knowing that God still